Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
Kurt Armbruster is a Seattle historian and musician who plays classical, jazz, swing, and country. His new book is called Before Seattle Rocked, A City and Its Music. It chronicles the many genres of music that took root here between the 1850s and the 1980s. So, Kurt, can you take us back to the Seattle of the past and what we might have heard?
19th century Seattle was a raw, sawdust-filled town. You had uptown, respectable society, Fry's Opera House, playing Offenbach. Then you came to the Skid Road, Yesler Way, and south of the Skid Road, the old Deadline, you had the beating heart of Seattle, 2 dozen saloons. On Aurora Avenue North was Parker's Ballroom at one time. You could go in there and hear Jack Hungerford and Jackie Suter's orchestras playing. Driving north on 3rd Avenue, come to Vine Street, I think it's Vine Street, and you see a large tan building, the old Trianon Ballroom, once boasted the largest dance floor on the West Coast.
Why did you decide to write this book?
I started with a book on railroad workers for the Auburn Centennial in 1991, and that whetted my appetite to do musicians. Being privileged to work with a lot of the veteran players in Seattle and study with them, it occurred to me to tell their stories as best I could. And I realized that an era in live music was passing.
Before reading your book, I knew who Ivor Hagland was, the Seattle restaurant guy, but I had no idea about his connection to folk music.
Ivor Hagland kind of launched our modern folk scene in the late 30s, stumbled upon, and the story of how he came to it is a little bit conflicted. Pete Seeger may have taught him this song. Ivor may have found it somewhere else. But anyway, a song called The Old Settler's Song, an old Irish drinking ballad from the 18th century. Ivor found this song and made it his own anthem.
No longer a slave of ambition, I laugh at the world and its shams as I think of my happy condition surrounded by acres of clams.
You brought in a clip called The Swedish Chorus. Tell me the story behind that.
Beginning in the 1870s, first German choral groups were big. Then in the early 1900s, we had a lot of Scandinavian emigres come here to work in fishing and logging industries. Scandinavian men's choral groups were very important here, very significant in maintaining a sense of community among newcomers.
Your book also tells the story of Pat Suzuki, the Japanese-American singer who got discovered here in the 50s and then ended up on Broadway.
She wowed Norm Bobrow, who was Seattle's major music promoter at the time, and proceeded to go on and wow Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra and stood everybody on their ear.
I enjoy being a girl.
She got the leading role, a leading role in Rodgers and Hammerstein's Flower Drum Song.
You interviewed 78 musicians for the book, but whose story really struck you?
In 1973, Petronelle Staten Wright began the Total Experience Gospel Choir. I got emotional when Dayton Wright described her trials and tribulations trying to make music and how lonely and frustrating it can be.
Oh, John, what do you say?
Seattle Gospel goes back at least to the 1930s to some of our sanctified storefront churches here. Ms. Wright came here in the 1960s from Texas, where she had really done some innovating in her father's church choir, and she brought here an amazing gift for heavenly music.
Kurt Armbruster is the author of Before Seattle Rocked, A City and Its Music. Thank you so much, Kurt, for stopping by.
Thank you, Florenza.